We bedded him the same evening in an olive grove where he'd sat with us on Tuesday. One of the loveliest places on this earth, with grey-green olives round him, one weeping above his head. The ground covered with flowering sage, bluish-grey, and smelling more delicious than any flower I know. The path up to it from the sea is narrow and very difficult, and very stony. It runs by the bed of a dried-up torrent. We had to post men with lamps every 20 yards to guide the bearers. He was carried up from the boat by his petty officers. It was with enormous difficulty that they got the coffin up the narrow way. The journey of a mile took 2 hours. It was not till 11 that I saw them coming. I had gone up to choose the place, and with Freiburg and Charles Lister, I turned the sods of his grave. We had some of his platoon to dig. First came one of his men, carrying a great white wooden cross with his name painted on it in black. Then the firing party, and then the coffin, followed by our officers and General Paris and one or two others of the brigade. Think of it all under a clouded moon, with three mountains around and behind us, and those divine scents everywhere. We lined his grave with all the flowers we could find, and Quilter set a wreath of olive on the coffin. The funeral service was very simply said by the chaplain, and after the last post, the little lamp-lit procession went once again down the narrow path to the sea. Of the cross at the head, you know. It was the large one that headed the procession. On the back of it, our Greek interpreter wrote, in Greek, in pencil, "Here lies the servant of God, sub-lieutenant in the English Navy, who died for the deliverance of Constantinople from the Turks."
Man aircraft, stand by to start up all aircraft.
Stand clear of rotors, propellers, jet pipes, and intakes. Start up.
carbon 290.
27290.
I've got one unknown track to investigate 60 miles just north of it. Target is single. Target's heading 110.
27 at the moment, yes. Seven, tally ho, hostile, 4 turboprop heading 110.
Roger, continue, you're clear to attack.
Seven Foxtrot. Two seven, splash 1 4 turbo prop.
I'm holding you now at 50 miles, and your heading is good for Mother Ever.
On centerline 270 is your heading, 6.5 miles to go. 6.25 miles. On glide path, 4 miles to go, 277 is your heading. Just slightly left heading is good, 30 gently left to right on the glide path, 3.75 miles to go. Final check of cockpit, confirm all green.
27 gear down and left.
2 miles to go to the deck. 3/4 mile, look up for sight.
27, sight.
You're high, bring her down. Coming up to the Roger, hold it there, keep her coming.
Right, pay attention. A final recap. The objective, remember, is the radar installation here. Remember the three phases. Phase one, move from the submarine to the beach. We'll use engines to start off with, then on my signal, we'll paddle. Phase two, from the beach to the top of the cliff. Maximum speed, as I said before, as silently as possible.
Thank you.
Okay, move.
Attention all shipping, especially in sea areas Seoul, Finisterre, and Biscay. The Met Office issued the following gale warning to shipping at 17:30 BST today. Seoul, southerly gales force 10, imminent. Finisterre, westerly gales force 10, backing southerly, imminent. Biscay, westerly gales force 10, backing southerly, soon. That is the end of a gale warning.
Here there, captain speaking. The wind has now increased to storm force 10. Here, first attempt speaking.
prepare for heavy weather. Assume NBCD State 2 Zulu. Close all upper deck screen doors and hatches. The upper deck is out of bounds to all personnel until further notice.
And on an intense heaving to and riding out the storm, we'll maneuver with main engines to keep head to wind. Slow ahead, both engines. Revolutions 4-0. Starboard 15. Midships steady. Steer 2-0. It's over now, number one. We'll press on.
Roger, sir.
You hear there. First Lieutenant speaking. The upper deck may now be used. Assume NBCD State 3 Yankee. Upper deck screen doors and hatches may now be opened.
Half ahead, both engines. Revolutions 8-0.
Once again, and today we sailed, and at last I'm pleased to say we're on our way home. This will be a surprise after my telling you that you wouldn't be getting any more tapes from me, but I've just heard that they're going to fly mail ashore as we pass Bermuda. We're dropping a passenger off. By the way, that thing you were talking about in the garden, if you go to over at Lock's and get them slug pellets, put it on the garden and it'll save your lettuces and things getting eaten by the slugs. All right? I'm dying to see what you've done, obviously, and no doubt I shall have a pleasant surprise when I come home.
Starboard 20, steer 340.
Engines.
Midships. Stop both engines.
Finish with main engines. 8 hours notice. Ring off minutes.